The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So we told you the big story yesterday. Tom Homan will play you a little bit. A former head of ICE will be in charge of everything, including deportation. Philadelphia Inquirer interviews people here in Philadelphia saying they will turn to the church to give sanctuary and also to push back against President Trump. So it's going to be very interesting to see what the Catholic Church says about all this. I'm going to wait to see, because I think that Trump is going to be going after people that are criminals and national security risk. And then we'll see, when the dust clears, what happens next, where they go. All right? But already we're seeing the battle lines drawn on this. No, there will not be mass deportations on day one or anything like that. It's going to be more targeted, which I think is the right approach. Also, Elise Stefanik, perfect choice. You saw what she did with the college presidents. She's the perfect choice, other than for her sanity, being the UN ambassador. It's high profile, and I think she'll do wonderfully at that. Still too soon to tell on things like attorney general and all. And this Stephen Miller guy, you've seen him, shaved head guy, youngish guy, is going to be in charge of policy. And he is a policy wonk. Now, Democrats here over at the Philadelphia Inquirer, I'll get to it in detail after Dave McCormick. But their headline is, in a booming economy, was it just misinformation that Republicans tied economic grievance to the minds of those blaming immigrants and everything else? They just will not stop that people are diminished by what these people have done with no reason. I've been saying this since the first month of Biden. We got the word. He's listening to these people. Go big. The Meacham guy, the Besharos guy, the guy who ran against Brian Fitzpatrick, whose grandfather served at FDR. They're all in these committees meeting with him once a month. Joe, you got to go big or go home. So he went wild. When you spend like that, when you just print money, we know what happens. What happens is you're going to have inflation. And inflation cripples countries and it cripples the middle class. That's what's happened here. It's diminished people. They've had to make different sacrifices. Why should they? Why should they sacrifice everything? For Biden's legacy? That's all that it was about. That's the only reason. There was no reason to do this. So the Inquirer allows today a op-ed column by the guy who was the principal guy for Helen Gim. Remember her? And he was apparently the principal guy here in Philadelphia for Kamala Harris. And what's his solution? You got to fire Bob Brady. You got to get Bob Brady, the last moderate Democrat in there who won the election for Sherelle Parker. Got to get Bob Brady out as head of the local Democrats. We had Bob on the show on Friday. It's ridiculous stuff. Just ridiculous. This is where they're going. They owe $20 million for those rock concerts they put on in the swing states on election eve. not allegedly for the, quote, stars, but for the staging, the staff, and all the rest. And they're afraid they're not going to get paid. They had $1 billion, and they overspent it for this nonsense. Yet they wouldn't give Brady money for street money in Philadelphia. Thank God they're this elitist, this snotty. That's one of the biggest reasons they got dumped here. That's exactly it. So it will be interesting to see what Democrats in Pennsylvania do. We'll be talking in about 4 minutes or so with Dave McCormick, who is the senator-elect senator from Pennsylvania. But it's being denied by Bob Casey. Is this election denialism? Now, I said early on, just because he's a Democrat, if I were in his shoes, I would be pushing this to the max. But it's come to a point where there's, other than some one in a gazillion mathematical possibility for Casey to win, and even that may not be there, he's just holding this up. And Schumer has said he will not seat for orientation McCormick. What? Now, this was a big win. This gives the Republicans a pad of votes in case one of them, by the way, it's something that's inside baseball, it seems like, if this John Cornyn guy becomes the majority leader, that's it with every one of these senators. We have open rebellion against him again. It's got to be Rick Scott. Rick Scott would be fine. The senator from Florida, he's been on the show several times. The Thune guy is very suspect, but the Cornyn guy is the walking, breathing definition of a rhino of rhinos from Texas, of all places. Can't have that guy in charge of how the Senate operates. Got to be Rick Scott. And President Trump has already said he wants his people put in during the recess simply because Democrats are going to try to hold up these cabinet things forever. This is a good time to make recess appointments, then move on from there. So I'll ask Dave McCormick about that. He's up in just a moment. Joe in Columbus, though, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. I'll tell you, every Catholic, including myself, should go to their church and voice their opinion.
Absolutely.
As a whole voice in their congregation, because this is not sanctuary. It is not sanctuary by no means. And I'm disgusted at even the thought that the Catholic Church could be used for something like this. It's exploitation. And if we fall prey to this, our faith is over. My side question is the cannoli. And I want to give you all your staff in New Jersey a place to go to. It's the best. And I grew up in an Italian ghetto in Trenton. There's a place in Delran that cannot be beat, L&M Bakery. And I learned this from Dr. Maz's sister-in-law, who I'm very good friends with.
All right, you say that. We have a cannoli shootout here. I think Termini Brothers. I'm telling you, Dave, this is going to be a shootout.
We'll compare. Dom, right. We'll compare one day.
All right, no. Mark that down when Dan's back here. We're gonna set this up, man. We're going to have a cannoli tasting here. That's a good one. I've heard about that place. Thank you, Joe. All right, the man of the hour is with us. I'm going to call him senator. What the heck? What are they going to do to me? What's Chuck Schumer going to do? Not seat me? I got a chair here. Let's bring in Dave McCormick. Dave, welcome back. Congratulations. And first of all, debt of gratitude to you for your military service. It's rare among public officials today, and today's a big day to celebrate all veterans.
Well, thank you, Dom. Great to be with you. And just a word of, just as you said, recognition and gratitude for everybody who's listening that's a veteran. You know, we don't have enough people these days who are signing up and volunteering for armed services. We're in a recruiting crisis. And for those of you who've done that, thank you. And it's great to be with you. This is exciting times. You know, the country has spoken, Pennsylvania has spoken, and the people of Pennsylvania want change. And to be able to serve and feel privileged to be able to lead. And I'm getting ready here to be in the Senate and do everything in my power to be a great representative of Pennsylvania.
We know that. I mean, that's been your hallmark. You and I have seized on this from the very first time we had you, and it seems like many, many years ago, Dave, about why this backbench stuff. But what's your theory, first of all? that took down Bob Casey in this? Was it the idea that you were able successfully and truthfully to pin him? This isn't Bob Casey Sr., and it's not even Bob Casey Jr. when he was younger. He's just become an establishment figure in Washington, not Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think it was that. You know, I'm proud of the campaign we ran. I mean, I think it was a tough, hard-hitting campaign, but the criticism I had of Senator Casey was two things. One, that he, you know, he had gone to the Senate to change Washington, and Washington changed him. He voted for a set of positions 98.6% of the time with President Biden and Vice President Harris that are just out of touch with Pennsylvanians and had contributed to the skyrocketing prices and the fentanyl crisis and, you know, silly things, or not silly, but
Dave, I want to interrupt you there, though. You did a subtle but very effective job of connecting the border to fentanyl. Usually, even the Trump campaign somewhat did that, but it was more some of the killings we've seen. But I think the insidious nature of fentanyl connected very well, and you spent a lot of time doing that.
I did, and, you know, it was heartfelt. I mean, I sat down with fentanyl families, fentanyl parents. You know, I'm a father, but Dina and I did it together. My wife and I did it together. I'm a father of six daughters, and you know, it's a poison that gets into our communities. And you listen to these parents; almost none of the kids knew they were taking fentanyl, and it's just horrible and horrific. So I felt that very passionately as an issue that resonated with me as a parent and is affecting Pennsylvanians across our Commonwealth. So I think, you know, I think I was hitting on the issues where I think Senator Casey had failed us. And then the second thing, you know, I said this, and I really mean it. You know, you're not entitled to this. And I know it's a dynasty. I know the Casey family's been in public service for 60 years. We should respect and be grateful for their service, but you got to earn it every day. You know, there's no Casey seat in the Senate. There's the people's seat, and you got to earn it every day. You got to earn it every election. And, no, I really tried to earn it. I truly tried to earn the opportunity. I campaigned as hard as I've never worked so hard at anything in my life because I wanted to make sure I was touching the key issues for Pennsylvanians and showing them the kind of leadership I could offer. So, listen, it was always going to be a tight race in my mind, and I was honored that it broke my way, and I'm excited to go down there and shake things up.
Well, to that point, as soon as I hear the name Mark Elias, now the Wall Street Journal, hardly a wild outlier today, saying, is this election denialism? If I were in Casey's shoes early on, Dave, and you were with Dr. Oz, I think it's fine to count those votes, to do all that. But there is a line where somebody's got to tell the person. The line has been crossed here with these provisionals. There's no path here to continue to do this. If the process were over in a half hour, you do it, but it drags out forever.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I knew on election night that I had won because mathematically there was just no way that he could close the gap. But a day or two after that, the Associated Press, which is the gold standard, essentially said this race is done and concluded. And Senator Casey has decided to continue. And listen, I got some empathy for that because you and I talked at the time, Dom. I lost my primary by 900 votes.
I know.
Of 1.5 million. I mean, that's a tiny fraction compared to, I think I'm up by 0.5%. I'm up by 40,000 votes on Senator Casey. So I know how hard it is to come to grips with losing. And, you know, Senator Casey's going to come to that on his own timeline. But I think the key point is that there's no mathematical path for him to win, and we need to get on with people's business. And Pennsylvanians want change, and so I'm on my way as we speak to orientation in Washington, and I'm going to be focused from this point forward on making sure I'm in the right position to help Pennsylvanians get the changes that they demand. And it wasn't like they spoke with subtlety or with mixed views on Election Day. There was a clear and decisive mandate for the president, for Republicans, for me, to go out and bring about change, and that's what I aim to do.
Well, to that point, though, head it to Washington. Are you bringing your own chair, Dave? Because I don't know if Schumer has enough musical chairs there for Dave McCormick to be seated. He says he's not going to orientate you. How do you like that?
Listen, the tyranny of Chuck Schumer is about to come to an end. You know, it probably won't be it's my first fight with Chuck Schumer, but it probably won't be my last. And you know, listen, I'm sure he's going through his own emotional turmoil about what happened on Election Day. But the fact of the matter is that I've won this race, and I'm going to get on with the people's business.
Absolutely. Dave, one other area then I just wanted to ask you broadly, anything you want to tell us early on what you'll be doing. But early on, we have the majority leader seat, and as best I can tell, look, if you can't answer yet, that's fine. But with Cornyn, I don't understand that at all. This would be exactly what our listeners, I would tell you, just almost 100%. There's no support. Thune, not as bad, but Rick Scott has been somebody who I've interviewed and I think would be in concert with Trump and then with Speaker Johnson. What are your thoughts on how you decide who you'll vote for?
Well, you know, I know them all and a little bit, and I'm will speak with them all over the next day or two. You know, for me, it goes back to the point I said earlier, which is the mandate is clear. President Trump ran very specifically on his agenda. You didn't have to guess. You had to guess what Kamala Harris was going to do. You didn't have to guess what President Trump's going to do. Frankly, you didn't have to guess what I'm going to do, because I laid it out on my website, DaveMcCormickPA.com, in excruciating detail. So no voter in Pennsylvania should wonder where I stand. And so for me, we need to make sure we have a leader that's going to embrace radical change, not incrementalism, and be effective. And so that's the judgment that I'll be making. And you know, I'm going to spend time with each of them and hear from them how they plan to do that. But you know, that's where my head is on at the moment.
All right, I would just say for listeners, and I'm not putting you in this, but somebody like Cornyn, I don't know what he's going to tell you. I would be shocked on that. I like what you said. It is radical change. It is really shaking thing up. And the Senate will be the forefront of it. And your whole posture, background, people knowing you, what you've said about Pennsylvania, I think for a freshman senator will be in the front line. That's what you've been pitching. And I think you're the guy that could do that based upon your previous experiences and the mandate here in Pennsylvania.
I think that's right. And, you know, and everybody should be clear. I'm going to focus, you know, day one on energy. I'm going to focus day one on inflation. I'm going to focus day one on border. You know, these are the issues. I'm going to focus day one on law and order. These are the issues that Pennsylvanians told me. I made 500 stops this calendar year, Doc.
Wow.
Dairy farms, manufacturing facilities, VFWs, bars, diners. And the message I got was clear. Those are the issues. But don't be incremental. You know, we're unsatisfied. Our leaders have failed us. We want people who are going to shake it up. And by the way, I don't think it's unique to party. Like, I'm not doing this, as I said on the campaign trail, I'm not doing this to represent Republicans. I'm doing this to represent every single Pennsylvania, whether they voted for me or not, independents, Democrats, Republicans. These horrible problems and this weak leadership has hurt us all. And so that's what I feel like my mandate is. I feel like I got the message loud and clear, and I'm going to go down that. As you know, I've term limited myself, Dom, so I'm not looking to get seniority. I'm looking to shake things up.
Term limit, 2 terms?
Yes, sir.
2 terms. Well, I'm not,
yes,
Dave, I might shock you. You know, talk radio usually get. I'm not on board with that. I'll be telling you, if you get to the 10-year mark and you're doing what I think you're going to do, why the heck would we replace you? But that listeners come
I
after
know,
me on
I
that.
Knew,
you know what I mean?
Know. I knew you. I've heard that before, and I'd say 2 things. One, I want to stay married, so that's an important consideration.
Yeah.
You know, this was a negotiation to even get to this point. And then second, you know, our forefathers,
I know.
As much as I understand it, they never imagined there'd be these people like Bob Casey who were in elected office for 30 years. It wasn't their vision. So we got to get fresh blood. I'm the fresh blood, and by the time I've stopped being fresh blood, we need new fresh blood.
One other point. You mentioned inflation. We know that energy costs, and you mentioned that, but what else is it so that listeners have a sense of taking this apart, the baked-in inflation, not just the rate? What else can we do, Dave?
Well, there's two things driving it. The energy really is a big part of it, because your fuel, you know, fuel prices, energy prices go into everything. So not only are you seeing your electricity up 35% and your gas up 45%, the inflation you see in groceries and things you buy at the store is also driven by fuel costs. So that's a big one. It's not a small one. But second, it's just this incredibly excessive spending. And, you know, Republicans and Democrats alike are guilty. So this is not just a Democrat thing. But it was $5 trillion of new spending under Biden. And so we got to pull some of that back, particularly the hundreds of billions of dollars of subsidies that went for EVs and solar panels and that kind of stuff. I'm for all forms of energy. I just don't think we should be distorting the market. I think we should let, you know, innovation happen where it's going to happen and not tip the scales. And, you know, listen, I'll be in favor of a balanced budget amendment. I think that's a starting point.
Yep.
And people say, listen, you know, Trump wants to have his tax cuts, and which, by the way, were very generous to middle-class families. If you made $50,000 a year, then you had a $2,500 tax break, which is very meaningful. But the difference between the tax breaks that potentially grow the deficit versus the government spending that grows the deficit is the money goes back to you.
Exactly.
The money is in your pocket, and then you can use it to invest in your family and your business and everything else. So listen, we got a tough fiscal challenge ahead. Pro-growth economic policies, deregulation, energy dominance, curtail the excessive spending. That's the path to a great dynamic economy. We had that before under Trump, and I think we'll have it again if he has the right support in the Senate, which I will be giving him every day.
Absolutely. Dave, still haven't met you in person, even though we've talked 100 times. So I'm going to have to come to Washington. That's the only way to get to Dave McCormick at this point.
All right. Well, Listen, you come down and I'll take you out for lunch, okay?
All righty. You got
Thanks,
it, Dave. Thank you, Dave McCormick.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. Dave McCormick here on Talk Radio 1210. 855-839-1210. You heard his response. All right. He's got to meet with these people, Cornyn, et cetera. You heard what he said, though. So let's get calm down. Radical change. That means more Rick Scott than any of the others. Okay? 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question. Linda Kern's popping in to dispute the election here. Well, not election. I just kind of made these rankings up. Can she get listeners to what? Knock off Talk Radio 1210 out of our second position? Is she going to go for the gold, Henry, and say, more important than Scott Presler?
I think she should. She has the argument.
She can't win that argument. No, you can't beat Scott Presler.
She's a lawyer. She can win the argument.
I think Presler is like Paul Bunyan now, so it's pretty hard to do that. All right, we'll see. She's just satisfied with fourth place out of the whole world here in Pennsylvania. Oh, my goodness. It was a tight call. I could see the bronze in there. But Talk Radio 1210, come on. 855-839-1210. Give me a response to Dave McCormick. Great to get him on right in the middle of this. Chuck Schumer says, I'm not going to seat him. No orientation for you. All right. In addition to that, hit me on the side question. Hey, one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement, with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing. This Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com, res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant right now at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com. Do it.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now. All right, time to your Dano show. Linda Kearns coming up, and then I'll take apart a little bit the Inquirer, how GOP messaging broke through a booming economy to reach Trump voters. Booming economy. How many times they can't stop it? They will not stop it. Let's go to John in Cheltenham on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. How you doing?
Good.
Great show.
Thank you, John.
Just heard your interview with Dave McCormick. I was on Trump Force 47, worked the polls all day from 6 a.m. to 9 at night, and helped hopefully a little bit to help get President Trump and his agenda elected.
Well,
and
thank you, John. Where are you in Cheltenham?
Yeah, Cheltenham, okay. PA, yeah, Cheltenham Village area, yeah, heavily Democratic war area,
yeah.
You know, 21,000 Dems to 3,700 Republicans and only 2,800 Independents. So
yeah,
it was a interesting day, needless
Absolutely.
To say. But thank you guys for what you do, and I just had a great suggestion. I hope you'll think this a great suggestion is to. Dave McCormick invited you to have lunch with him when he gets settled in Washington, and I thought, what would be the possibility of doing a remote broadcast from his office right in Washington, D.C., once he's settled and seated as a senator, a new senator?
I would be completely on board with that. We did that with several people from their office, and what happens, John, they corral other people coming in. I did it with Michelle Bachmann, and somehow or another, shock of a toss. Saddled up to the mic there inside her office. It was nuts. It's disarming when you're in one of those offices, Senate or Congress, and they're passing by, and if they're, you know, curious a little bit. So I wrote it down, John. Your mind was on the exact same thing. And I'd love to do it. I'd love to do it on a regular basis with him, because I think this guy's going to be front and center on a lot of issues.
Absolutely. He's right down in the heart of understanding all the issues that was on everybody's mind and mindset and in their hearts. And I think, a large, registration of pro, basically Reagan Democrats came out and voted for Trump as a way to get him over the top as well.
Exactly.
When the final numbers and analysis is done, you're right. Going to see that, it crossed both aisles as far as the things that were most important on people's minds.
Thank you, John. So, and thanks for that polling service, too. Speaking of that, the diva of the poll watchers, training, et cetera, is on the on-deck circle. I may have to let Henry be the court here. I'm gearing up ipso facto. I'm gearing up the Volsang case. That was my first week in law school. But this woman is a national figure, Linda Kearns. What chance do I have? She thinks she should be higher in delivering Pennsylvania for Trump. Will she dare to say number one? Henry, what's your guess?
I think she should.
Oh, my God. It's preposterous. As good as she was, right there. That's a problem. Settle for the silver. Maybe you can make an argument. I have all the hosts and listeners of Talk Radio 1210 on my side.
Well, shoot for the stars, land at the moon or whatever. Maybe I got that mixed up.
We'll see. She thinks big, without a doubt. Joe in Bordentown. All right, Joe, what's your answer to the side today?
That would be Baked Alaska, which the full one is 2,025 calories, and a piece of it is 254 calories.
Wow. Why is that worth the calories?
It was originally served at Delmonico's in New York,
right,
to celebrate the acquisition of Alaska from Russia.
Ah, okay, very nice, Joe. I like the specificity on the calories. All right, that's really good.
I had to look that one up. I'd never seen this before.
Yeah, that's very good.
It's an interesting dessert for sure.
All right. Linda Kern's next. Your calls at 855-839-1210. You get on board. You know, she was at the desk, I remember, even on Labor Day, when they put up the phony Kamala Harris Eagles poster, et cetera, right there on the spot. I take all that into consideration, but come on.
Yeah.
Man. This is just too much. Scott Presler? Come on now. This is taking on. Oh, now? Okay, Henry's saying let's go to her now. All right. Yeah, she's chomping at the bit here in the green room. Hey, Linda, we're violating all procedures of spot running, et cetera, to go to you. How are you doing today?
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. How are you?
Good. Now, we believe your mom called in and threatened listenership over this. What?
Yeah, my mother lives in New Jersey, so she will no longer be listening, and neither were any of her friends. So you lost a lot of listeners by not putting me higher in that rank.
Well, okay.
So I'm just letting you know that. But Dom, the ranks, it's not important to me. I think your listeners know who the real hero of this election was. So I'm not going to worry about your rankings.
Oh, that's nicely played. But this is, you're right there, meaningfully, in Pennsylvania. Again, it was a two-prong, not only stopping any shenanigans, but you were so convincing with listeners, I think it egged them on toward mail-in balloting, et cetera, gave them encouragement without a doubt.
Right, Tom. I mean, the reason that President Trump and Chairman Watley hired me was because we had a real problem in Pennsylvania about faith in voting. And get out the vote operations go hand in hand with election integrity operations.
Yes.
And Chairman Watley and President Trump knew that if our voters in Pennsylvania did not have faith in the system, mm-hmm. did not believe that their vote would count, it didn't matter how much of a get out the vote operation we would have, because you still need to get those people to the polls. And they're not going to go to the polls if they don't have faith in the system. So that was my job. And I trained thousands upon thousands upon thousands of poll watchers and poll workers and lawyers with my absolutely amazing team. And you guys at 1210 WPHT, obviously you gave me a great forum, but the RNC had me out on all types of media, and I did dozens of interviews because we really wanted to make sure that our story got out there, what we were doing to maintain election integrity. And I'm thrilled that it worked, because I do believe that the reason that we just overcame everything in Pennsylvania was because we convinced our voters that their vote would count. And I did what Chairman Watley and what President Trump hired me to do. And for that, I am very proud.
Well, without a doubt. And Linda, again, I don't know each state. I don't know that you do either, like Michigan or Wisconsin. I have to say, here in Pennsylvania, this was the A team, though, of the people I recognized here, you included. You just don't get better than this. That shows the importance of the state and the right choice. Give us an idea, though. How did they pick Linda Kearns? Did they know of you from what? That you're, well, 2020, right there in the convention center.
Right. Well, I represented President Trump in 2020, so represented the campaign in 2016. And I have a long history here in Pennsylvania as an election law lawyer, and I'm a member of the Republican National Lawyer Association, and I do a lot of lecturing at their meetings. So, and I don't think that there's really anyone else in Pennsylvania to choose, frankly. So, I was thrilled to do it.
The whole branding, too. The integrity, the whole thing, the branding of it was really important. It really signified what you were doing. To that point, Bob Casey Jr., look, it would be very hard for me. I don't know how Dave McCormick, Linda, who was just on, ended conceding with Dr. Oz. I respect that a lot. You have a sense of me. I would just be in there saying we're going to count the votes again or something. But Casey has gone too far here, particularly with these attacks on Trump from 2020. And you, I don't know if it was on Twitter or not, I saw it with Mark Elias. It's always a dangerous sign when he's involved. What are your thoughts on what Casey's still doing?
Well, I'm working on that now, actually.
Right.
We have lawyers in the counties, and right now all of the counties are working on provisional ballots and challenges to mail ballots. So they are opening the provisional ballots, and they're checking them. They're making sure that the voters are registered, that they voted in their correct division, that they signed the ballots, and then people can lodge challenges. So both the Democrats and the Republicans can lodge challenges if there's defects in either the mail ballots or the provisional provisional ballots. So that's what's happening now, and the counties are scheduling hearings. So that's all happening. The issue is, though, that even if Casey won every single ballot challenge, there's still not enough ballots for him to close the loop between him and Dave McCormick. The other thing that we're flirting with right now is automatic recount.
Yeah.
If the difference between Casey and McCormick is less than 0.5%, that's an automatic recount. So I am now scheduling people in all 67 counties to make sure that we have people available to be at the recounts, which is each county has to basically rescan the ballots, the machine ballots, and then the mail ballots. So we are working on that right now, but we're obviously confident in McCormick's win, but we're not, our election integrity program is certainly not giving up the fight. So we're ready.
Could that take a matter of a couple weeks? That sounds very involved. It's almost vote by vote.
No, by law, the Secretary of State has until Thursday at 5 to announce the automatic recount. So if there is going to be one, we're going to know, obviously, by Thursday at 5. He'll announce it, and then all of the counties have to get ready and do it. And that's why I'm scheduling people to have them ready. The larger counties could take 2 to 3 days to do the recount. The smaller counties could easily get them done in a day. So we're not talking about weeks. Like, we're really hoping that this all gets wrapped up. And at any point in this process, Senator Casey could concede the election, and that would, all this would still occur.
Right.
But there wouldn't be, there wouldn't be the need for all these lawyers and so forth involved in the process. So, but we're still protecting the vote, Dom, like I promised that I would do back in February when Chairman Whatley came to Philadelphia and sat down with me and said, okay, Linda, what do we need in Pennsylvania to protect the vote? So here we are about 9 months later, and I'm still protecting the vote.
Oh, absolutely. Well, another list is on the way here. I got to reconsider all this. Linda, if you can, your assessment of Al Schmidt, I've still been talking with him. You mentioned by Thursday at 5. If you could grade him throughout this, did he exercise enough power? Does the Secretary of State have enough power? What we saw in Bucks County, for example.
Our Secretary of State does not have the kind of power that other Secretary of States have. They have more of a guidance role.
Right.
And each of our counties are the ones who implement the laws. We need wholesale changes in our election law. I don't agree with a lot of what Secretary Schmidt suggests are the changes that we need. I believe that we need changes to make it fairer, more uniform. So I do not agree with Secretary of State Schmidt on a lot of things, but I think we're going to need a whole show for me to talk about that. But Dom, when they perp walk you out of there for not choosing me to be number one on the list, and that's my show, I will talk about that.
Well,
I'm not worried about
that.
Let's
ask Henry. Now, Henry, you've been following this sort of from the inside. Is Linda Kearns Trump, Talk Radio 1210 and listeners?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
She said it herself. She was the only person in Pennsylvania that could do the job she did.
Yeah? Well, we're the only radio station to do the job we did.
That's fair. That's fair. But she's one person. We got an army here.
Well, that's why I put it ahead. I said entities, too. So I need to make this individual categories.
I think it's a strength of schedule type thing. Like, we have the masses here. We got Linda out on her own doing her thing.
All right. Now, Linda, you're not suggesting more than Scott Presler, though, are you?
I maintain that unless you have an election integrity, get out the vote operations, you can do all the get out the vote that you want. But unless the voters have faith that their vote will be counted, I don't think we would have been as successful as we could have been. But Dom, it's your list. It's your list for as long as you have that show. So, and we might be counting the days. But I do want to mention on this Veterans Day, I put this on my Twitter. I remember 10-year veteran of the U.S. Army Reserves, Corey Compratore.
Yes.
And I want to remind everybody that in our Pennsylvania Election Call Center, where I had dozens of lawyers fielding calls from the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of poll watchers and poll workers I had out there, I put Corey's picture and a paragraph about him on the front page of the handbook that I drafted for all those lawyers. And we dedicated all of our efforts in Pennsylvania to his memory. He was not with us to vote. I'm sure he would have voted if he was with us. So I wanted to make sure that we protected the vote in his memory. And I remember him today as a veteran.
Absolutely. Well, Linda, where do we find Linda Kearns?
You can look at my Twitter, Linda Kearns Law, at Linda Kearns Law.
And where do I find your mom to have a cup of coffee and read her the riot act?
Oh, no, Dom, yes. I think that's over. I mean, you lost her and all of her friends.
Oh,
and
my God.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, she's making calls right now. So, I think you're going to see a drop in the ratings the next time they come in. And it'll be the Kearns effect, Dom. But, hey, that was your choice.
It was, Linda. Thank you. Thanks for all the great work.
Thank you.
All right. Linda Kearns here, as always here. So Henry over Scott Presler, as much as she made a rational case, the emotional case of what we saw here, how could you?
She also made a point there that made me think, sports-wise, defense wins championships.
Yes.
And that's exactly what she brought to the table.
Oh, my God. All right. Next time we get Scott Presler on, we have to...
Oh, I need to hear his case, too.
Yeah,
I need
his
both.
Case.
I need
yeah,
both.
Well, his listeners are hitting to Twitter right now at Dom Show 1210.
Linda's got, three steals, three blocks a game, but Scott's out here shooting 30.
Yeah, exactly.
30
That's right. Yes, yeah. And putting conditioner in his hair at halftime. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Coming up, the Inquirer still doesn't get it. They say this is a booming economy and that it was misinformation about it. And they go to a Villanova professor who's the chair of the economics department there. I'll give you his name and what he tells the Inquirer about it. Ah, it must be nice at Villanova telling people this might be misinformation rather than what Biden did to them. That's what this is about. And Harris. All right, let's talk Diane Cardano for a moment. If you're in Philadelphia, South Jersey, Jersey, Diane Cardano is back with us. Diane Cardano, team leader of Cardano Realtors. It's that time of the year again. Time for your free Thanksgiving apple or pumpkin pie. I kind of like the pumpkin more. Come on out to the Abington Firehouse on November 26th for Diane's community Thanksgiving pie open house, an annual tradition. You pick up your pie just in time for the holiday. Plus, Diane will be there signing copies of her latest book, Model Home Mindset, where she shares the winning strategies she uses to help home sellers like you get top dollar for their homes. She'll cover everything from expert negotiation to smart marketing and strategic planning, plus some must-know insights on the 2025 market forecast for prices, mortgage rates, and inventory. So make sure to reserve your pie today. That's a big holiday favorite, apple or pumpkin. Enjoy lunch, desserts, and grab a signed copy of the Model Home Mindset. Go to freepie.com. Get freepie.com, getfreepie.com, or call her, 215-576-8666. All right, it is Dom time. You heard Linda Kearns coming up. A guy that I was on Newsmax with at 2 o'clock, he was a big-time advisor to Bernie Sanders, now is a Republican, or at least supports and writes for the Daily Caller. I didn't know he was going to be on. They don't tell you all the stuff, right up until the end. I was impressed with him and the sense that he had of this election. He'll be here at 2. But, when I read this stat about how much the dollar has zoomed back, the first guy I thought of with the election of Trump is Robert A. Ben Salem. Thought of you first with the dollar.
Hey, how you doing today, Dom? Dan?
Good.
It's good to talk to you guys.
Same here.
With your point with Linda Kearns, I kind of agree with Henry here. I think that the four, Worthington, Linda Kearns, Scott Presler, and I'm sorry, the other guy slips my mind.
Sean Parnell, yeah.
Okay, Parnell. I'm sorry, Mr. Parnell. But I think they should be the top two. And the reason why I say that is everything else on the list was in place back in 2020, and we didn't do very well.
Ah.
These four come in and completely flip the script. And I would have Mr. Parnell, Mr. Worthington, and Ms. Kearns as number two. Ms. Kearns was invaluable, by the way, okay? Pulling up that number of votes that they were going to get from that prison was on the spot, and it just showed me that she was on her game. But I have to give number one overall to Mr. Presler, an openly gay man who in no way blends in, who went out and registered over 100,000 Amish voters. You can't write that, Dom. That's That's movie stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it is. There has to be a movie about this guy. They wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, I think there should be a movie about this reelection in general just because of the comeback factor. And if he has a good 4 years, you're going to see statues of Trump around the country, Dom. There's no two ways
there
about
it. There is. And, you know, the dollar thing, Robert, I could Google it right now, but something about how ferociously it's come back to what it's
right.
supposed to be. And that's a tremendous sign. I see that Qatar has kicked out Hamas now, and I think they want to be with Trump on this. We're seeing it already.
Within 2 years, inflation will be dealt with, the dollar will be king again, and we're going to be looking good for the 2020 elections or 2026 elections as far as expanding the House, because we're going to need more seats in the House. But at any rate, I'll get to my, I don't want to take too much time. My answer to the side question is just a general Thanksgiving dinner. It's the one time of the year that I absolutely load up, and I probably get about 4,000 or 5,000 calories, and I'm comatose for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a great one. Thank you, Robert.
You guys have a great day.
That's going to be hard to beat. That is Minnie with this question today. Calories that are worth it. The calories, something that the calories are worth it. Thanksgiving dinner, yes.
Do you put everything on your plate? I try to get everything on.
Yeah? I eat turkey. Dan's not here, so I can... you eat turkey. You're not a vegetarian. You know, the whole thing. Yeah, I try to go a little easy on the stuffing because I know what the result's going to be. I don't want to be comatose there.
I think that's the point. I think you're supposed to be watching like that 4:30 football game just going,
right.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but not passing out, if possible.
Dozing off. You like wake dozing up off. And you're like, big play? Huh?
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk with Will Pierce. As I said, I was on Newsmax with him over the weekend. Former top advisor to Bernie Sanders, who surfaced telling the Democrat Party what they didn't do with so-called working class Americans. I think he thinks differently. He now has shifted over to writing for the Daily Caller, I guess a Republican. I didn't ask him that. And then our buddy, Colonel Scott Rutter, the pride of Northeast Philadelphia, is back with us with a special, taking us through Veterans Day. Alan West is unavailable today. He'll be here tomorrow at 1:30, though. But Scott is native-born, and I can remember he's the guy that led the attack that captured Baghdad Airport. Just a little bit, too, of local knowledge. This from Axios Philadelphia. When Philadelphia's veterans served. Philadelphia, I don't think it's a metro area. 2023 estimates. September 2001 or later, 22.3 of Philadelphia area veterans. Gulf War, 18.9. Vietnam era, 35.3. Korean War, 4.8. And of course, World War II, the greatest generation, 0.8. All right. All that unfolding. Dom's Money Melody, too, for a great prize here. A pair of tickets. See Joe Conklin. And I'll be there that night with Jim Kelly, hopefully, too. Down in South Philly. I'll give you all the details. A bonus of top up. We will reprise our great Senator Corleone. He does that part, as we did on Friday. All that, big 2 o'clock hour next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.